Wealth file number 5. Rich people focus on opportunities. Poor people focus on obstacles. Rich people see opportunities. Poor people see obstacles. Rich people see potential growth. Poor people see potential loss. Rich people focus on the rewards. Poor people focus on the risks. We're not talking positive thinking here. We're talking about your habitual perspective on the world. Poor people make choices based in fear. Their minds are constantly scanning for what's wrong or could go wrong in any situation. Middle-class people are slightly more optimistic. Their mindset is, "I sure hope this works." Rich people, as we've said earlier, take responsibility for the results in their lives and act upon the mindset, "It will work because I'll make it work." Rich people expect to succeed. They have confidence in their abilities. They have confidence in their creativity. And they believe that should the doo-doo hit the fan, they can find another way to succeed. Generally speaking, the higher the reward, the higher the risk. Because they constantly see opportunity, rich people are willing to take a risk. Rich people believe that if worse comes to worse, they can always make their money back. For the record, being willing to risk doesn't necessarily mean that you are willing to lose. Rich people take educated risks. This means they research, do their due diligence, and make decisions based on solid information and facts. Do rich people take forever to get educated? No. They do what they can in as short a time as possible, then make an informed decision to go for it or not. I know what I'm about to say may sound a little strange considering how much I value self-responsibility. However, I do believe a certain element of what many people call luck is associated with getting rich or, for that matter, with being successful at anything. In football, it might be the opposing team's player fumbling on your own 1-yard line with less than a minute to go, allowing your team to win the game. In golf, it could be the errant shot that hits an out-of-bounds tree and bounces back onto the green just 3 inches from the hole. In business, how many times have you heard of a guy who plops down some money on a piece of land in the boonies and 10 years later, some conglomerate decides it wants to build a shopping center or office building on it? Meanwhile, this investor gets rich. So, was it a brilliant business move on his part or sheer luck? My guess is that it's a bit of both. The point, however, is that no luck or anything else worthwhile will come your way unless you take some form of action. To succeed financially, you have to do something, buy something, or start something. And when you do succeed, is it luck or is it the universe or a higher power supporting you for having the courage and commitment to go for it? As far as I'm concerned, who cares what it is? It happens. Another key principle pertinent here is that rich people focus on what they want, while poor people focus on what they don't want. Again, the universal law states, what you focus on expands. Because rich people focus on the opportunities in everything, opportunities abound for them. Their biggest problem is handling all the incredible money-making possibilities they see. On the other hand, because poor people focus on the obstacles in everything, obstacles abound for them, and their biggest problem is handling all the incredible obstacles they see. Do you want some simple but extremely rare advice? Here it is. If you want to get rich, focus on making, keeping, and investing your money. If you want to be poor, focus on spending your money. You know, you could read 1,000 books and take 100 courses on success, but it all boils down to that. Remember, what you focus on expands. Rich people also understand that you can never know all the information beforehand. It's nuts to think that you can know everything that may happen in the future. It's delusional to believe that you can prepare for every circumstance that might someday occur and protect yourself from it. Did you know that there's no straight lines in the universe? Life doesn't travel in perfectly straight lines. It moves more like a winding river. More often than not, you can only see to the next bend, and only when you reach that next turn can you see more. So, just get in the game with whatever you've got from wherever you are. I call this entering the corridor. For example, years ago, I was planning on opening an all-night dessert cafe in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I studied location options, the marketplace, and found out what equipment I'd need. I also research the kinds of cakes and pies and ice creams and coffees available. First big problem, I got really fat. Eating my research wasn't helpful. So I asked myself, Harv, what would be the best way to study this business? Then I heard this guy Harv, who was obviously a lot smarter than me, answer, if you really want to learn a business, get into it. You don't have to own the darn thing from day one. Get in the corridor by getting a job in the arena. You'll learn more by sweeping up a restaurant and washing dishes than by 10 years of research from the outside. I told you he was a lot smarter than me. And that's exactly what I did. I got a job at Mother Butler's Pie Shop. I wish I could tell you that they immediately recognized my superb talents and started me as CEO. But alas, somehow they just didn't see, nor did they care about, my executive leadership skills, and so I began as a busboy. That's right, sweeping the floor and clearing dishes. Funny how the power of intention works, isn't it? You might think that I must really have had to swallow my pride to do this, but the truth is, I never looked at it that way. I was on a mission to learn the pie business. I was grateful for the opportunity to learn it on someone else's ticket and make some pocket change to boot. During my tenure as the pie busboy, I spent as much time as possible shooting the doo-doo with the manager about revenues and profits, checking boxes to find out the names of the suppliers, and helping the baker at 4 a.m. to learn about equipment, ingredients, and the problems that could occur. A full week went by, and I guess I was pretty good at my job because the manager sat me down, fed me some pie, yuck, and promoted me to, drumroll please, cashier. I thought about it long and hard for exactly a nanosecond and replied, thanks, but no thanks. First, there was no way I could learn much being stuck behind a cash register. Second, I'd already learned what I came to learn. Mission accomplished. So that's what I mean by being in the corridor. It means entering the arena that you want to be in the future in any capacity to get started. This is far and away the best way to learn about a business because you see it from the inside. You make the contacts you need, which you could never have made from the outside. Also, once you're in the corridor, many other doors of opportunities may open to you. That is, once you witness what's really going on, you may discover a niche for yourself that you hadn't recognized before. And last, you may find that you really don't even like this field, and thank goodness you found out before you got in too deep. So which of the above happened for me? Well, by the time I was done with Mother Butler's, I couldn't stand the smell or even the sight of pie. And I wasn't the only one. The baker quit the day after I left, phoned me, and explained that he had just found out about a hot new piece of exercise equipment known as gravity guidance inversion boots. You may have seen Richard Gere hang upside down in these in the movie American Gigolo. He wanted to know if I was interested in looking at them. I checked things out and decided the boots were dynamite, but he wasn't. So I got involved on my own. I began selling the boots to sporting goods and department stores. I noticed these retail outlets all had one thing in common: crummy exercise equipment. My brain bells went berserk. Opportunity, opportunity, opportunity. Funny how things happen. This ended up being my first experience selling exercise equipment, which eventually led me to opening one of the first retail fitness stores in North America and making my very first million. And to think, it all started as a busboy at Mother Butler's Pie Shop. The moral is simple. Get in the corridor. You never know what doors will open unto you. I have a motto. Action always beats inaction. Rich people get started. They trust that once they get in the game, they can make intelligent decisions in the present moment, make corrections, and adjust their sales along the way. Poor people don't trust in themselves or their abilities, so they believe they have to know everything in advance, which is virtually impossible. In the end, with their positive, ready, fire, aim attitude, rich people take action and usually win. Now, place your hand on your heart and declare, I focus on opportunities over obstacles. I get ready, I fire, I aim. And touch your head and say, I have a millionaire mind. Here are your millionaire mind actions. 1. Consider a situation or project you've wanted to start. Whatever you've been waiting for, forget it. Begin now from wherever you are with whatever you've got. If possible, do it for or with someone else first to learn the ropes. If you've already learned, no more excuses. Just go for it. 2. Practice optimism. Today, whatever anyone says is a problem or an obstacle, reframe it into an opportunity. 3. Focus on what you have, not on what you don't have. I suggest you make a list of 10 things you're grateful for in your life and read the list aloud. Then read it each morning for the next 30 days.